Hi everyone, and welcome to our RE podcast. I'm Milo, and I'm here with my co-host, Antek.
Hey everyone, today's episode is about All Souls Feast, a special day in the Catholic Church where we remember people who have died, especially our loved ones.
That's right. We'll also explore how people around the world celebrate this day and how it connects with one of the social Catholic teaching principles.
We've got some two awesome guests joining us, Ava and Phoebe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm really excited to be here.
Me too.
So let's start with the basics. What is the All Souls Feast about?
It celebrates on November 2nd, the day after All Saints. On this day, Catholics remember and pray for everyone who has died, especially those who are in purgatory, a place of preparation before they enter heaven.
Exactly. It's a day to show love, hope, and faith. We believe that our prayers help souls on their journey to God.
It is also a time to think about our loved ones who have passed away, grandparents, friends, or even people who we have never met.
And that's something beautiful, isn't it? Remembering those who came before us keeps their memory alive.
Now let's connect All Souls Day feast to one of the Catholic social teaching principles, the dignity of human person.
That means every single person is special and made in God's image. Their life has a value no matter who they are or where they come from.
And remembering the dead is one way of showing that their life matters. We honour their dignity even after they've passed away.
Yes, it reminds us to treat everyone, the living and those who have died, with respect and love.
Did you know that All Souls Day is celebrated in different ways around the world?
In Mexico, people celebrate
Dia de los Muertos,
or Day of Dead. Family make colourful altars called
ofrendas,
with candles, flowers and photos of their loved ones. They even bake special bread called pan de muerto.
In the Philippines, families visit cemeteries and brings food, flowers and candles. It's like a family reunion, but to honour those who have died.
In Poland, people visit graves with lanterns that light up at night. It looks like a sea of twinkling lights, so peaceful.
And in some places like Italy and Spain, families share meals together and tell stories about those they've lost, keeping their spirit alive through memories.
All of these remind us that death isn't the end, it's about love, memory and hope.
And it teaches us to be thankful for people in our lives, now and always.
It also links to another Catholic social teaching, solidarity. We're all connected, living and dead, part of one big human family.
When we pray for others, care for memory or comfort someone who's sad, we're showing that we belong to each other.
So next time you see a candle flickering on All Souls Day, remember it's not just a flame, it's a symbol of love that never fades.
Maybe you can light a candle at home, draw a picture or say a little prayer for someone who is in heaven.
Or you could make a memory jar. Write names or happy memories of people you love and thank God for them.
That's a lovely idea.
Alright, it's time to wrap up our All Souls Day Feast episode.
Sisters and brothers, my text this evening is when the saints go marching in.
Remember,
love never dies. It shines forever.
When the saints go marching in,
marching in,
yes, I want to be tambour when the saints go marching in.